Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, and also to welcome the four exciting, talented, and experienced players of the game who have joined me this week. We are delighted to welcome back two of the long-standing players of the game, who've been with us since the show first began 33 years ago, and that is Peter Jones and Clement Freud, and we also welcome two of the younger generation of comedy performers, and we're delighted to have Kit Hesketh-Harvey and Tony Hawks. Would you please welcome all four of them? And as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, and she's going to help me with the score and also blow her whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Theatre Royal in that beautiful, wonderful city of Norwich. To begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, what an apt subject to start any show. Kicking off, talk on that subject if you can, 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, that's something that they usually ask a celebrity to do at football matches. But the phrase, to me, reminds me of those dramatic stories of last minute. What's the matter? The hero sees this girl in the middle of a river and he kicks off his shoes. Now, I've always wondered about that because it's frightfully difficult to kick shoes off if they're...
Clement Freud challenge.
Two shoes.
Two shoes. You were kicking too many shoes off.
Four shoes.
Yes. Clement, a correct challenge. So you get a point for a correct challenge and you take over the subject, which is kicking off, and there are 21 seconds available starting now.
I had this friend who was a serial arsonist but couldn't find the first fire to light. And to kick off when you are doing something in sequence was incredibly difficult for him. So being a celebrity, he went to a football match and kicking off the ball, everybody applauded and he bowed. And the referee blew his whistle.
There is an experienced player of the game, a very, very subtle, very well done, very clever, Clement. And whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point, and it was Clement Freud. Tony Hawks, will you take the next round? The subject is Eastern Promise. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I once came all the way to Norwich on an Eastern Promise, only to find that the girl in question had gone to Lowestoft for the day, which was something of a disappointment because I was planning on taking her to Carrow Road to watch Norwich City, my thinking being that she'd...
Kit Hesketh-Harvey's...
Repetition of Norwich. I can barely bear to say it here.
That's absolutely right.
We can't have too much of it.
Surely of all places to repeat it, it would be here.
Of course it should be. Of course it should be.
But in just a minute, if you repeat it, that is repetition.
I have sinned, I'm sorry.
No, no, not a sin. It's just broken the rules of the game. And, Kit, you have got a correct challenge, a point to you, and you take over the subject, which is Eastern Promise. 40 seconds starting now.
It's a great pity that you listeners at home can't see Peter Jones in his pashmina and his chador as he lies alluringly on the table offering sherbet dip from his navel for us to lick at. He is as full of Eastern...
Tony, you challenge.
Kits on drugs.
Have you got another challenge with the rules just a minute?
I just want some of them, so I want to see Peter in the same light. No, I haven't.
We'll give you a bonus point because we enjoy the interruption. But Kit was interrupted, so he gets a point for that, and he keeps the subject. And there are 24 seconds still available, Kit, on Eastern Promise, starting now.
As a local boy, it's so thrilling to be here in the easternmost tip of our kingdom. Anyone who's been in the dykes...
Clement Freud challenge. I must say, the moments you press your buzzer, Clement, are really very apt in this show. So what is your challenge?
Well, I've been on the dykes, but the easternmost tip is Lowestoft.
A correct challenge. Geographically, you are correct.
And appreciated.
And you're deeply appreciated. 18 seconds still available, and another point to you, Clement. Eastern Promise starting now.
I always think of Turkish Delight as having Eastern Promise, and once stayed in a hotel in Ankara where a piece of this delicious sweetmeat was put on my pillow. It was so disgusting that I flushed it down the loo and it would not go.
Kate, you've challenged.
I don't think they have loos in Ankara.
It's a nice thought and an amusing challenge, but having been there, I can tell you they do, but maybe they call them something else. An incorrect challenge. Clement, you've still got the subject. You've got 1 second on Eastern Promise, starting now.
I put it in the Bosphorus.
So Clement Freud was then speaking again when the whistle went again, that extra point for doing so, and has got a strong lead at the end of the round. And Clement, it is your turn to begin, and the subject is lager louts. I don't know why you laugh. They're not very laughable creatures. But anyway, that's the subject, Clement. Will you talk on it? 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Lager Laut is a sort of down-market version of a Gewürztraminer Jobbo or a Chateau du Cru Beaucaillou villain. Lager, as you will know, is a slowly fermented beer, and Laut is someone, usually male, of poor manners and disgraceful behaviour. Lager Lauts mostly come about at football and cricket matches and make you feel uneasy, apprehensive. A Mexican wave is about the only way you can get out of being assaulted or injured or annoyed.
Tony Hawk's challenge.
You can give him a lager. That usually does it. I think a Mexican wave is useless defending yourself against a lager out, because your arms are in the air and they can go straight in the stomach.
So what is your challenge when the rules are just a minute?
Well, deviation.
Deviation. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, Tony, and say that you have 22 seconds on lager louts starting now.
I think there should be a health warning on cans of lager saying, beware, this drink might cause you to pick on someone much bigger than you. Because there's no doubt about it, one does become so emboldened when one is full of...
Kit Hesketh-Harvey.
Lots of ones there.
There were lots of ones there, yes. Yes.
Ones?
So, okay. Kit, you've cleverly gone in with only 8 seconds to go.
Oh, great.
The subject is lager louts, starting now.
Of course, we don't have them in Norwich. We're far too urbane and civilised, and we're witless most of the time anyway.
Peter Jones, you've challenged.
Well, it's not true. I saw one on the way in.
I'm perfectly prepared to believe that Norwich has its little core of a lager louts like any other part of our island. So, Peter, I say a correct challenge, and 2 seconds, you can tell us something about lager louts starting now.
He was leaning against a lamppost.
So to the end of that round, Peter Jones speaking as the whistle went again. That extra point is equal with Kit Hesketh-Harvey in second place, 1 point behind Clement Freud, our leader. Tony Hawks is behind them, and Kit, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is working for the opposition. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
The most notable example is, of course, Fionn Haig, whose name in Welsh means my little rosebud. Very unfortunately, in colloquial Marseillaise, means fundament or colon, which is perhaps why she's not very keen on going into Europe. The other one is the recent Tory defence minister, about whom we write a little song. Don Portillo enjoyed the occasional pecker, Dillo. He puts the bye into election, we say, and is his seats... I'm whittering now, I'm sorry, I'm into libel.
That is the joy of just a minute. You can witter away so entertainingly that they love it. A round of applause. But Tony Hawks, you challenge first.
Well, I think there was wittering. I think hesitation.
Hesitation, yes, because we can't be had for wittering because most of you do it all the time. But Tony, correct challenge, 24 seconds. Working for the opposition starting now.
If you were a goalkeeper and you deliberately let in every shot that came your way during a football match, I suppose it could be said that you were working for the opposition or playing for Ipswich Town. Seem to look at it. Obviously, I'm trying to ingratiate myself. I wouldn't do that. When I was in that particular down, the joke might be the other way around, but who knows. But that would be something that Bruce Grobbelaar was alleged to have done.
Tony Hawks was speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and now he's equal in the lead with Clement Freud. Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. The subject, how I deal with bores. 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, I feign interest. And during my long career as an actor the training that I received at the beginning, I've learned to be able to simulate interest and have this expression of wide-eyed wonder, which I project towards the bore.
Tony Hawks is challenged.
I'm just really worried because I shared a taxi with him and he looked really interested all the
Tony, the only thing I can do is to say thank you for your interjection and give you a point for it because the audience clapped. I think that's the... And, Peter, you were interrupted, so you get a point for that and you keep the subject. Yes. 40 seconds are still available. How I deal with bores, starting now.
Now, if the bore comes to a halt and doesn't seem to be able to go on, I say, please do continue, because I'm absolutely fascinated.
Tony Hawk's challenge.
This is exactly what happened in the text.
I can't continue to give you bonus points, Tony. I will just say we enjoyed it very much, but Peter was interrupted, so he gets another point. And he continues, 32 seconds still available, Peter. How I deal with bores, starting now.
Well, Tony didn't actually halt. He talked all the bloody time. And so I didn't have to say, do go on, because he did. Anyway, but if he had, I would have asked him to try to prolong the monologue that he was delivering, which would have been, I'm sure, just as boring as the earlier part. Nevertheless, he told me about his golf and going to Moldavia or Morovia or somewhere where
The Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of oars.
So, Clement, I give it to you. And you've cleverly got in with 2 seconds to go. Another oar. You're going to have to work hard now to win him back, Clement. You had it with the palm of your hand at the beginning, but anyway. How I deal with bores, Clement, 2 seconds, starting now.
I would get a Black & Decker rotary drill.
So Clement Freud speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. He's 1 point ahead of the others and is just in the lead. Tony Hawks, your turn to begin. The subject, doilies. Tell us something about those dainty little things. Doilies. 60 seconds, starting now.
Doilies seem to me to be completely pointless things that you place underneath cakes on plates. I don't know much about them, despite visiting www.doily.com. I'm sorry, I have to go and have a lie down.
That's the fun of the game. It's almost impossible sometimes. But to repeat it once, but to go on, I know. Clement!
It's the only way you can visit that website.
I know. Clement, you were the first in there, and we all know what it was, repetition, and you have doilies, and you have 49 seconds, starting now.
Doilies were named after a man called Doily, who lived in Croydon and invented those extraordinarily pointless bits of paper or cloth which stop a cup or a glass leaving a mark on a polished table. I'm speaking slowly because I don't want to be...
Kit, you challenge.
Repetition of I.
Well, listen, Kit, yes, you got him on that one. Doilies is with you now. 27 seconds, starting now.
The most famous doilies.
Clement, for your challenge.
Hesitation.
Kit has another point for being interrupted. And 26 seconds to continue on. Doily's Kit, starting now.
Were Richard and Bridget Doily Cart, who were impresarios to...
Peter Jones challenge.
Repetition. Richard.
No, Richard. Richard and Bridget. Sorry, it's my addiction, love.
Richard and Bridget. Not Richard and Richard Bridget, Doily.
Oh, I see. Well, you are quite right. Your diction is...
It's slipping a little, isn't it?
It is, rather, yes.
The 21 seconds, doilies, with you, Kit, starting now.
Put on the Savoy operas of William Schwenk Gilbert and Arthur Seymour Sullivan, made so much money that they could found a hotel, the Savoy Hotel, and I've... Oh, Lord,
yes,
no,
and Tony Challenge.
Repetition of Savoy.
There were two. Yes, that's right. Savoy Hotel. 11 seconds with you, Tony Hawks, on doilies starting now.
I suppose one of the wonderful thing about doilies is that you can colour them in if you have access to some felt pens. I used to do this a lot as a youngster. Didn't have many hobbies or friends. Used to bore them, actually, whenever I got into a taxi.
Tony Hawks was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and he's now equal in the lead with Clement Freud, but they're only 2 points ahead of the other two, who are equal in second place. And Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Norwich at night. Oh, they've obviously experienced it here in this audience. You've seen a little bit of it as you came in, but tell us more about Norwich at night in just a minute, starting now.
Yes, last time I was here, I saw quite a bit of it. I went immediately to the part of Norwich which is described as the Soho of this town. And I must say, I was amazed. I met a lady who was standing in a shop doorway. And she...
You may well have paused after that, Peter. Yes.
I'm so sorry. I was trying to rescue the honour of my county.
So your challenge
is? It was hesitation.
You did. You saw the woman in the doorway and there was a long, long pause.
I bet there was on the night as well.
Kit, you've got 40 seconds to tell us something about the woman in the doorway. No, something about Norwich at night. 40 seconds starting now.
We do as we do all over.
Clement, yes.
Hesitation. Repetition of do's.
Clement, correct challenge to you. 38 seconds. Norwich at night, starting now.
Norwich at night is pretty much like Norwich in the daytime, only there's less light. I particularly miss Boundary Park, where I used to go on many an evening to watch greyhound racing and lose money. Norwich is only 33 miles from Warbswick, where I live, and at night... it is even more alluring than Southwold, which I always thought was the biggest place anywhere until I came to Norwich. Adnams Ales, Green King, Coleman's Mustard, the Saxon Keep of the Castle, which is actually...
Tony Hawk's challenge.
I think he's actually just talking about Norwich as opposed
At
to
night.
Norwich. As opposed to Norwich at night, I was going to say. He's just talking about Norwich. I want to hear more about Norwich at night. I'm going out after this. I want some tips.
I think you've got a legitimate challenge. Yeah? He was on about Norwich and comparing it with Warbleswick, Southwold and so forth and everything like that. And he wasn't emphasising the night aspect of the subject. And you got in with half a second to go. Can in half a second tell us anything about Norwich at night starting now?
Chicago's.
So Tony Hawks, with those last 2 points, is now back equal in the lead with Clement Freud, followed by Kit Hesketh-Harvey and Peter Jones in that order. And Tony, it is your turn to begin. The subject, seeing a man about a dog. An interesting phrase which has often been used, but talk about it. 60 seconds starting now.
I suppose seeing a man about a dog is a phrase used by people when they don't really want the other person with whom they are talking to know exactly what they're doing. Why it should be that, I don't know. It could be I'm seeing a Navajo Indian about an ironing board. That would work just as well, in my opinion.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
It wouldn't work in Norwich.
And it certainly would not work as well as the well-known phrase, seeing a man about a dog. They wouldn't know what you were talking about. So, Peter, I agree. Deviation from the subject. And you have 42 seconds on seeing a man about a dog starting now.
Well, it's a euphemism for actually going to the lavatory, if you'll forgive me explaining it in that straightforward manner. What? Hmm? You knew, did you?
Clement has challenged you. Clement, what's your
deviation? Deviation.
Why?
He said what?
He said what?
Yes.
There's no penalty for saying what, is there?
No. So I think it was an incorrect challenge. So you still have 33 seconds to continue on seeing a man about a dog starting now.
Because there are many sensitive souls who don't like to admit that their bladder is vulnerable, particularly if they've drunk a lot of lager and they have to go. And I don't blame them, really. because seeing a man about a dog is a fairly innocent sort of thing to do, depending on the dog, of course.
Clement Richards. What?
Mistake.
It was a mistake.
Yes.
So you've actually been interrupted. You get another point for that.
Mm. Good.
Yes. I like the way you fight for your points, Peter. Right. Clement, you've challenged
again. I can have another point.
I don't think Peter wants charity. He's going to win his points or not at all. So, Peter, you get the other point, but not the second one. You have 11 seconds. Seeing a man about a dog, starting now.
There are devices that you can strap to your leg. I'm not wearing mine at the moment.
During that big laugh, Kit Kissith Harvey actually challenged you. What's your challenge?
I think he was on the previous subject and with that woman in the doorway, wasn't he?
No. He's rambling.
No. So, Kit, it wasn't... it was incorrect. Actually, you were interrupted again then. Seeing a man about a dog, 4 seconds for you, Peter, starting now.
In my opinion, it's much better to get one of those napkins.
Peter Jones was then speaking as the whistle went, getting an extra point for doing so. And he did actually get quite a few points in that round. And the extremely odd. And he's leapt forward, and he's equal in the lead now with Tony Hawks and Clement Freud. And Kit Hesketh-Harvey's only 1 point behind. So it's very fair, because the contributions are equally divided, and now are the points as well. And Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject is Swiss Army knives. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
This, of course, is also part of the same syndrome. It is a big, red, heavy thing which you have in your pocket. And people say, are you about to see a man about a dog? And you say, no, this is a Swiss Army knife. It is simply massive in size by virtue of the fact that the Swiss Army knife has about its...
Kit, you challenged.
He resorted to the visual, I'm sorry.
I know, yes, he did, yes. He's trying to demonstrate, because it is a tough game keeping going like that. 33 seconds, Swiss Army knives, starting now.
I think it's completely bogus. It's a device. There is no Swiss Army. We all know that Switzerland is neutral. There is no Swiss Navy. Presumably...
Who challenged? Tony Hawks, yes.
Repetition of no.
There's and no there is, actually. There is no. I repeated all those.
I know, yeah. You did. That's right.
Well, yes. How many would you like?
That's probably about 3 points.
Right. 26 seconds for you, Tony, on Swiss Army knives, starting now.
If I was in the Swiss Army, I would imagine that having...
Peter Jones challenge.
Well, Kit has told us that there isn't one.
So what do I do there? Talking in a fantasy way about being in the Swiss Army, it might be a dream. I'll tell you what, I haven't done this for a long time. I will put it to the superior judgment and wisdom of this delightful audience here at the Theatre Royal. You judge. If you agree with Peter's challenge and you want him to have the subject and you think it's a legitimate challenge, you cheer for him. And if you disagree, you all boo the challenge and you all do it together now. All right, that's enough. It's a long time since I did pantomime here, but that's about it. Right, so I think the cheers had it to begin with, and then the boos took over. It was very strange. I'm going to give the cheers the benefit of the doubt and say, Peter, you have 22 seconds on Swiss Army knives, starting now.
Why have I got 22 seconds?
Because you had a correct challenge. The audience has said your challenge was legitimate. They cheered for you.
Oh, I see.
Good, right. You've got the subject. You've got 22 seconds. You've got Swiss Army knives, starting now.
But if there were an army, and if you were committed to join...
Who challenged? Tony, you challenged.
There isn't an army.
I know you said if. Now, I gave it against Tony last time because it was a sort of supposition, and so we use the same supposition to be fair and redress the balance. I think it's only fair I leave it to Tony this time.
I think to be fair, you ought to admit that there's not only an army in Switzerland, but they have conscription.
Up until now, everything that Kit has said on the subject, we've taken to be gospel truth.
Absolutely.
He hasn't got a bloody clue what he's talking about. He knows nothing about Switzerland or its arms.
So, Tony, you have the subject now. There are 17 seconds. Swiss Army knives starting now.
For 7 years, I was a sergeant in the Swiss Army. We fought many a fine battle.
Clement Freud challenge.
Deviation.
Yes, I don't believe you ever were in the Swiss Army. I certainly can't see you as a sergeant. 11 seconds for you, Clement. Swiss Army knives starting now.
It has a corkscrew, scissors, a contraption for getting grit out of a horse's hoof, and almost any number of other useful things. Whistle.
Clement Freud, speaking as Whistlewing, got that extra point. He's equal with Tony Hawks in the lead, followed in second place, 2 points behind, by Peter Jones and Kit Hesketh-Harvey. Together. So, Kit Hesketh-Harvey, the final round. The subject is Kissogram, 60 seconds as usual, and you start now.
Perfectly obviously, we can't be paid as performers in just a minute. This is merely a front for our actual role as Kissograms. You can hire Peter Jones, dressed as Jemima Khan, with more coal around his eyebrows than Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins. Nicholas Parsons puts on lederhosen.
What? Peter Jones, sir.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree. There was a hesitation. He mentioned my name and he hesitated. The Kissograms is with you, Peter. There are 43 seconds available, starting now.
I once made a speech at the Dorchester, and in the middle of it, a policeman, or somebody I thought was a policeman, or policewoman.
Clement Freud challenge.
Oh, two policemen.
You repeated policeman.
I know I did, yes. Mm.
And they wanted to hear the story.
They'd rather hear the story than that fruitling challenge.
Clement did have a correct challenge, and he has 36 seconds on Kissograms starting now.
Peter Jones was making an after-dinner speech at the Dorchester Hotel when two policemen came in, dressed as deliverers of Kissogram messages. One of them was naked. In fact, no clothes at all, not even a helmet. Whereas the other one had a G-string in purple and green. And my companion, who is a brilliant performer at dinner tables all over the West End, was heard to say, "Excuse me, my Lord Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, lords, ladies and gentlemen."
Clement Freud kept going to the end and took over Peter's story. He not only got a point for speaking as a whistle went, but he's actually finished up ahead of all the other three. And there's only 1 point. So there was Clement Freud, Tony Hawks, Peter Jones, and Kit Hesketh-Harvey in that order. 1 point separating each of them. But Clement, you were out on top, so we say you're the winner this week. It only remains for me to say thank you to our four individual and talented players of the game, Tony Hawks, Peter Jones, Kit Hesketh-Harvey and Clement Freud. I also thank Janet Staplehurst for having helped me with the score, and also Chris Neal, our producer and director, who helps to try and keep us in order, and also the creator of the game. We thank him immensely, that is Ian Messiter, and also we thank this lovely audience here in Norwich who've come from different parts of Norfolk to egg us on our way. We hope you've enjoyed it. From me, Nicholas Parsons, from our players, from our audience, goodbye. Tune in next time we play the game. Bye.